Hey everyone, welcome back to Sad to Rad. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between juggling work, relationships, social media, and just trying to remember where you put your keys, it's easy to feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button, find some calm amidst the chaos, and actually enjoy the ride? That's where mindfulness comes in, my friends. And guess what? It's not as complicated as you might think. Today we're diving into mindfulness for beginners, no fancy retreats or chanting required. We'll break it down into simple steps that you can actually implement right now. Because let's face it, who has time for complicated self-help jargon? This is about practical tools to help you feel more grounded, present, and joyful even when life throws its inevitable curveballs. Here are 5 key takeaways that will get you started on your mindfulness journey. 1. It's all about being present. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you have no clue what just happened. Or when you're chatting with someone, but your mind is already thinking about your to-do list. That's your brain wandering off, my friend. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the here and now. It's about noticing the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures of your current experience without judgment. Think about it like this. Your mind is a monkey always swinging from branch to branch, jumping between thoughts and worries. Mindfulness is like gently guiding that monkey back to the present moment where you can actually enjoy the view. 2. Start small. Don't feel pressured to meditate for an hour every day right away. You don't need to become a Zen master overnight. Start with just 5 minutes of focused breathing each day. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply pay attention to the sensation of your breath as it enters and leaves your body. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. It's like exercising a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, our minds are constantly chattering away. There will be days when you feel like you can't sit still for 5 seconds, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge the wandering thoughts, gently guide your attention back to the present, and keep going. Mindfulness is not about achieving a state of perfect stillness, it's about cultivating awareness and acceptance in every moment. 4. Mindfulness in everyday life. You don't have to wear a robe and sit cross-legged on a cushion to practice mindfulness. It can be woven into your everyday activities. Pay attention to the feeling of warm water on your skin when you shower, savor each bite of your lunch, really listen to the person speaking to you. These are all opportunities to bring mindfulness into your daily routine. 5. Be kind to yourself. The most important thing is to treat yourself with kindness and compassion throughout this journey. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like a pro and moments when you feel like you're back at square one. Just remember that every step towards greater awareness is a victory. Ever get lost in thought while driving? You know, that feeling when you suddenly realize you've been zoning out for the past 5 minutes and have no idea how you got here. Or maybe you find yourself mindlessly scrolling through social media, then look up and feel completely drained, like time slipped away without you even noticing. Well, those are your brain playing tricks on you. When we're not present in the moment, it's easy to get caught up in our thoughts and worries. But with a little mindfulness practice, you can learn to break free from these mental traps and truly enjoy the ride. So how do we do that? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're taking a walk through a beautiful park. Instead of letting your mind race ahead with to-do lists and worries, focus on the sensory details around you, the warm sun on your skin, the rustling leaves under your feet, the sweet scent of blooming flowers. Take deep breaths and truly savor each step. You're not just walking, you're experiencing a moment of pure joy and connection with nature. D. Mindfulness doesn't have to be complicated. Remember, my friends, mindfulness isn't about becoming a different person, it's about appreciating who you already are and learning to navigate life with more awareness and intention. It's about finding joy in the little things, cultivating inner peace, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. So go out there and practice. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. What are your biggest challenges with mindfulness? What tips have worked for you? And most importantly, how can we all support each other on this journey to greater joy? Remember, Sad to Rad is a community, and together we can make the world a little bit brighter, one mindful moment at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.